Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, downtown Grand Rapids. And you're listening to Grilling Guys, and hopefully you're enjoying some of this Indian summer weather, I think. Maybe it's a little early to call it that. I mean, fall just started this last week, but Man, we got some nice weather out there. Kind of hard for me, Barbecue Bob, to get the itch to go hunting when it's still 80 degrees every day. But you know what? I'm not complaining. So I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And kind of typical for us here in the Great Lakes area. Everybody around the country has, of course, your different seasonal changes. And I guess we've had a little bit of a hot summer and kind of perfect fall, but it's getting cooler every night now, and the turkeys are roaming and the deer are roaming, and I start getting a little trigger happy.
Yeah, exactly. A week from today, I'm going to be at my Shartucky deer camp. Can't wait. And I got a couple things I want to talk to you about there that I'm going to be cooking up for them, but we'll get into that. But right now we're kind of going to focus this show on tailgate. Right, and grilling, because that season is upon us as well, where all the football games are around, and what a fun time to get out and share some grilled food with your friends.
That's right, and if you're going to go tailgating, where do you go first?
Well, you usually go to beer, right? I mean, that's a big part of our tailgate. You can't grill it, but I got to have it to use my grill, right? Because grilling is a one-handed sport.
Specifically go where?
Well, we go to, okay, let me tee this up some more. But before you get, you got to get your beer somewhere, right? And it's Siciliano's Market and it's Siciliano's Beer of the Week. We found a little brewing company down in Door, Michigan, which is south and west of the greater Grand Rapids area. The place is called Five Lakes Brewing Company in Door, and they've got their Five Lakes, they must enjoy bowling down there. This one's called the Gutter Ball New England IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Had a first sip of it here, and it's actually a little fruity. It's got a little bit of a fruity finish to it, and they even describe that on the can. So not sure what they're using to acquire that, but it is kind of a it's just different. It's a light, little bit lighter beer, 5.7 by 8. APV, ABV, so, it's not a session beer necessarily, but I kind of like it.
It won't tip you over.
No, and just like every beer, our friends at Siciliano sell this stuff by the can, so if you want to go try it. You don't have to dive in for a 12-pack.
One sip and you can't even talk.
All right, exactly. you got me all rattled here, Bob.
I guess so. But, anyway. I love picking this up because it gives me a chance to peruse the aisles there, and when I picked this up earlier this week, I picked up a beautiful bourbon, and of course now I won't be able to remember the name of it. It's a very limited edition bourbon they had sitting up on the counter, and there's a couple bottles left if you wander into Siciliano's. They're in what I'd call Shawmut Hills, the west side of Grand Rapids, the newer west side. So it's the uppity Polish crowd up there.
Right, yeah,
but it's my old neighborhood. When Maureen and I first moved here, it's our old hood, so I have a lot of reasons to love that little section of West Michigan,
right on Lake Michigan Drive.
Yes, yep, it
easy
is
easy to find.
But I picked up some cigars, beautiful bottle of bourbon. It was on sale for about $58, pretty reasonable for what I would call a collector's item. And this week, dude,
it's
did
not collecting any dust though, is it?
It is right now. Yes, I'm gonna try and stash it as long as I can. And I'm trying to build up my bourbon selection so it's as nice as
possible. You wanted to look at or you wanted to drink, man?
I want to covet.
Ah. Well, it's good that I'm a coveted friend. So we'll
That's right. And I have to keep certain special bottles around so when guys like you come over, I can impress you.
And that's very important.
You'd be really impressed because since you've been there, I've also even cleaned my garage. That's how good things are going.
Wow. You got way too much time on your hands. That was a full garage.
It's weird having no kids around because it's like Maureen and I get to do things at night that are just a little special, like clean the garage.
Oh, that is
and
special.
And the barn. So right. We're in good shape there. Olivia and her boyfriend came over this week, and I made a pork loin, and I did my little cutting it into chops trick. So I cut it into about like 1.5-inch chops. Maureen made up a cherry pie. We were up in on Lake Michigan a couple weeks ago, and we're heading back up next weekend. But we got some of those Montmorency cherries, and so she made a beautiful cherry pie. I cut this loin up into chops that were probably 1.5-inch, and then I got my big jacquard out, the one you gave me, and I put some.
That's where that is.
Yes. I put some, well, somebody might as well use it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I put a little Meyer's lemon EVO on it.
It's Meyer lemon, not from Meyer's.
Okay, sorry.
From Old World Olive Company,
M-E-Y-E-R.
Right.
And then I took my jacquard and pounded the heck out of each side, flipped it over, put more oil on it, took the jacquard, which is like a bed of nails, and drove it down into that until it was disfigured. And then I seasoned it. So in this case, I do it a little backwards. I don't season it and then oil it. I put the oil on because I'm not trying to drive the seasoning into it. I'm trying to drive the oil into it. Right. Typically, I would season it, then oil it. But in this case...
Well, pork loin's a little bit lean. I mean, the fat's on the outside. It's
I want to tenderize it, and I want to try and drive as much of that oil in it as I can. And then I grilled them up to, 146 maybe. Got my ThermoPen out. If you don't have a ThermoPen... Go to our website, thegrillingguys.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a bunch of our sponsors. ThermoPen's one of them. Click on that link. Buy yourself a Mark IV. It's the most phenomenal tool. It's an essential for good grilling.
If you only have one tool in grill box, you've got to have a ThermoPen.
You can pick up your meat with a pair of pliers.
Right.
Okay, get a ThermoPen.
But because, you know, again, reiterating the obvious, but that's the number one problem that we talk about with people is that you overcooked your meat, and that's why it was dry. That's why you didn't like it. The texture was wrong, and you can't do that unless you're.
And we had that conversation while we were eating. Olivia's boyfriend Matt is quite the chef. He's in the trades. He's a skilled tradesman, but he loves to cook. He's like me, so he's made the comment that these pork chops were the best he'd ever had, and they were absolutely perfect. And I said, well, thanks, but you know, it's all just bringing it to the right temperature. And he went on about how his grandma overcooks every piece of meat that
my mom did too.
And I made the mistake of saying, in general, a lot of women do that. Oh my gosh, was that a conversation killer?
You got a family full of women that are really good cooks too. So you got to be careful with that. But they didn't go away from home to learn. Right. And Maureen's a wonderful cook, and you do all right as well. So, you know, it's one of those things where if food is prepared properly, it's wonderful. And if you go beyond it, then, you know, you got an issue.
So I'm getting ready for deer camp, and we've had an issue up there. A couple years ago, our old faithful Coleman lantern, it's a real old school Coleman lantern.
Mm-hmm, with the gas generator and the silk mantle.
And the little lever on the side that you adjust.
That's the jet to let the amount of fuel through.
Yes.
You're talking to a guy that used those my whole life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So ours quit working.
Okay.
And I tore it apart, and I could not figure out really what the issue is. I think I know what the issue is, but it's like I have enough things to do. I'm not going to learn how to be a Coleman lantern expert.
Well, it's a reasonably simple piece of equipment. You pressurize some gas. It sends it through a jet. You light it. And that mantle in there collects the fuel and
right.
burns, right?
So my story is I took it all apart, could not find the issue, and I researched it online. I found out that Coleman actually will let you, for $55, send it in, and they'll rebuild it and send it back. So that baby is in the mail as we speak. It'll be delivered this morning, actually, to Wichita, Kansas. And the good people at Coleman, for $55, will take your old Coleman lantern and refurb it.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what it comes back
as,
because they don't make them like that anymore.
No. I know. That's why I'm investing in it.
Right.
Exactly. So I'm pretty excited about that, and we'll be able to see.
Cool. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about this tailgating season that's upon us and some essential gear that you need to bring with you to make it a great tailgate. Stick with us. We'll be back. 'Cause I'm the next big